Jamestown Police Department continues home invasion investigation. Parks and Rec accepting donations and bidding new project. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Police Department is involved in an ongoing investigation regarding an early Monday morning home invasion. Major Justin Blinsky reports that just after 4 a.m. on May 23rd, police received a report of a man trying to break into a Northland Estates residence in Northeast Jamestown. Officers didn't locate the man, but were called to another residence just south of Northland Estates when a frantic homeowner reported a male had forcefully broken into their residence. The homeowner knew the male, who accosted and pushed the homeowner to the ground. When officers arrived, the man fled into a bedroom within the same home and barricaded himself inside. Officers negotiated with the male for approximately 90 minutes to get him to peacefully surrender. Major Blinsky says police needed to use breaching equipment to safely enter the bedroom. He was removed and transported by Jamestown Area Ambulance to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center for medical treatment and psychological evaluation. The Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department is currently working on adding to the Two Rivers Activity Center site with a new outdoor court complex. The concept includes the addition of 6 pickleball courts, 3 sand volleyball courts, and 2 bocce ball courts.
We're excited to bring a bit more dynamic activity out there.
Parks and Rec Director Amy Walters says they're currently in the planning and fundraising stage of the new complex.
We're actively working on the construction plans for that and seeking bids for that project. At the same time, working to raise the additional funds that we need to make that happen.
And Planned Parenthood says it will offer abortion services at its clinic in Moorhead, Minnesota, if North Dakota's only abortion clinic does not quickly relocate from Fargo, should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood says it expected Red River Women's Clinic, a private clinic not affiliated with it, to make the short move across the river by July 1st, if necessary. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.